Australia's Academy of Science is warning that this nation needs to quickly adapt to deal with the health effects of climate change. The Academy's report is backed by the Australian Medical Association and finds that infectious diseases will spread more rapidly as temperatures rise and that there will be food shortages. The AMA President, Brian Ahler, says climate change has been hijacked as a political debate and that that's left Australia unable to cope with what global warming will bring. Sarah Farnsworth reports.
For years, the Australian Academy of Science has been warning of the impacts of global warming, predicting food and water shortages, along with extreme weather events. Now, 60 of the country's best and brightest, from doctors to welfare experts, say Australia is not ready to cope with the health impacts. Professor Brian Ahler is from the Australian Medical Association.
The problem has been that climate change has been a political battleground, and I think that's done everyone a disservice.
The report, Climate Change Challenges to Health, released today, states temperatures will rise by 2% by the end of the century in comparison to pre-industrial times. Professor Bruce Armstrong from the School of Public Health at Sydney University says not only will mosquito-borne tropical diseases like dengue spread to currently unaffected areas, but new diseases could also spread more quickly.
If you do get a new infectious disease introduced that can be carried by insect vectors, then again, because of the likelihood that the relevant insects would be more prevalent in warmer areas, then it would be a possibility that they would be more easily transmitted.
For that reason, the Academy of Science is calling for a National Centre for Disease Control to be established. The AMA's Professor Ahler says Australia can't afford to wait for what he calls the scary health implications to start to surface.
Not only will we wait till too late to actually mitigate against it, but we're going to be ill-prepared for these consequences as they do develop. We know that food and water security are also going to be issues. The diseases not only affect humans, but they also affect livestock as well. And of course, we're likely to see changes in diseases spread by water.
A National Food and Water Commission is also being suggested to deal with the consequences of food and water shortages. Professor Armstrong is predicting increasing tensions and outbreaks of violence as people are forced to move to look for work, not just in Australia, but the broader region.
And this then creates competition for the resources in that area. Within Australia, of course, we would solve that very much on a social level, but certainly our near neighbours in the Pacific. Many will be looking for new places to live, and that's already a very sensitive area for Australia, and one can imagine that just becoming more sensitive, and in areas where perhaps interpersonal relationships or social relationships are not so strong, then conflict is certainly likely.
The report says it's the health of the sick, elderly and poor that will, as always, suffer the most, particularly in extreme weather events as seen in Sydney recently and as heat waves become hotter and more frequent. The Melbourne City Council has learned from past heat waves that led to hundreds of deaths and has come up with ways to help the homeless. As Councillor Richard Foster explains, it's mapped out where people can find water and the coolest places in the city.
Things like pool passes so that they can access the city's pools and recreation centres. Also passes to get into cinemas where there's a comfortable and cool air-conditioned environment to escape extreme heat.
The Academy of Science hopes policymakers at all levels of government will start to act, and soon.
We can't allow this to be used as a political football for the next decade, because by then it will be far too late. We need to make sure that we get beyond that and start to deal with the evidence that is before us and face up to the realities, which I agree are frightening, but unless we are prepared to do that, we are going to do future generations a great disservice.
That's Professor Brian Ahler from the Australian Medical Association, ending Sarah Farnsworth's report.